Questions of Travel, written by Michelle de Kretzer, read by Sartaj Garhwal,
and read by Vanessa Coffey. When Laura was 2, the twins decided to kill her. They were 8 when she was born. 23 months later, their mother died. Their father's aunt Hester, spry and recently back in Sydney after half a lifetime in London, came to look after the children until a suitable arrangement could be made. She stayed until Laura left school. Look at it from the boys' point of view. Their sister arrived. They stood by their mother's chair and watched an alien, encircled by her arms, fasten itself to her nipple. Their mother didn't die at once, but she was never well again. Breast cancer. They were clever children. They made the connection. In their tent under the jacaranda, they put together a plan. Once or twice a year, as long as she lived, Laura Fraser had the water dream. There was silky blue all around her, pale blue overhead. She glided through silence blotched with gold. Separate things ran together and were one thing. She was held and set free. It was the most wonderful dream. But on waking, Laura was always a little sad too. Prey to the sense of something ending before its time. She had no recollection of how it had gone on that Saturday morning in 1966, her brothers out in the street with bat and ball, and Hester, who had switched off her radio just in time, summoned by a splash. No one could say how the safety catch on the swimming pool gate had come undone. The twins, questioned, had blank, golden faces. Next door's retriever was finally deemed responsible, since a culprit, however improbable, had to be found. To the unfolding of these events, the boys brought the quizzical detachment of a general outmaneuvered in a skirmish. It was always instructive to see how things went. They were only children, ingenious and limited. They had no real appreciation of consequences or the relative weight of decisions. If Laura had owned a kitten, they might have drowned that instead. The pool was filled in. For that, too, the twins blamed their sister. Their mother had taught them to swim in that pool. They could remember water beaded on her arms, the scuttle of light over turquoise tiles.